Yes! Ha!
CBS Thursday.
Yes! Yes, yes, yes!
It's a brand new episode of The Unicorn.
I'm so jazzed. I mean, I expected to be jazzed, but I'm even more jazzed than I thought I'd be, and that was pretty jazzed.
We got this.
We got this, Wade!
Forrest, what are you doing?
I'm sorry. I don't know. It's very inspiring.
A new unicorn, Thursday, 9:30, 8:30 Central on CBS.
Hey, it's Molly, and the DrinkWorks Home Bar by Keurig is officially my gift of the year. Gift one or get one for yourself. The DrinkWorks Home Bar makes over 30 bar-quality cocktails literally at the push of a button. Check it out at drinkworks.com and see all available drinks like the all-new Top Shelf Collection featuring Gentleman Jack Manhattans and Chambord French Martinis. Oh, so good. The DrinkWorks Home Bar by Keurig is my gift of the year. Visit drinkworks.com today. Cheers.
Keurig is a registered trademark of Keurig Green Mountain Inc. used under license. DrinkWorks. Please enjoy responsibly.
Yes! Ha!
CBS Thursday.
Yes! Yes, yes, yes!
It's a brand new episode of The Unicorn.
I'm so jazzed. I mean, I expected to be jazzed, but I'm even more jazzed than I thought I'd be, and that was pretty jazzed.
We got this.
We got this, Wade!
Forrest, what are you doing?
I'm sorry. I don't know. It's very inspiring.
A new unicorn. Thursday, 9:30, 8:30 Central on CBS.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Fourth pick. Bulls are on the clock, Casey Johnson. And the pick is in, and the name will say what?
Patrick Williams.
Really?
Letting that sit there for a little bit. And it's like, I've been, to show you how much like this is fluid and this changes. I emailed my mock draft pick to the Los Angeles Times this morning, and it was Tyrese Haliburton. So I'm going off my latest intel, and you know, see, I base this on what I hear and the people I talk to, not what I think they're going to do. So just some more people I've talked to today. And like you said, we're taping this on Monday. There's just so much buzz out there linking into Patrick Williams. He's obviously a young, intriguing talent, only 19, one of the youngest players in the draft, if not the youngest player. Athlete, two-way player, explosive, multi-positional defender, long. He can play, you know, he's got like a long 6'11 wingspan, a lot of length, a lot of athleticism. I just think he fits with the roster that they're trying to build.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. That's our guy, Casey Johnson, and he was on the Bulls Talk podcast, NBC Sports Chicago, and fascinating to hear what his sources are telling him. And David, I think that as we move ever closer to where this thing is at with the draft tonight, we should remind everyone that we're going to have Casey on tomorrow at 7, AK will join us. Arturis Karnachovas will join us tomorrow at 8 a.m. to talk about his first pick as the general manager of the Chicago Bulls, the basketball decision maker, if you will. Mark Eversley, I guess, technically is the GM, but you know what I mean. Should be fun. Should be a good time. And looking forward to what they do tonight. There are rumors out there as we speak that they are talking about trading up, that they apparently have a deal. Do we call it a deal in place? They have interest in perhaps being able to trade with the Golden State Warriors. They would trade they would give up the number 4 pick and Wendell Carter in this rumor to get the number 2 pick in the draft.
That's from The Ringer. That's a report out this morning. There probably will be others out today. We've read a lot of rumors in the last day or so, including one where they inquired about the availability of Kemba Walker from the Celtics, which would give them, you know, that point guard, that scoring guard that maybe they seek. We don't know exactly what they seek. Tonight is what we're going to learn about Arturis Karnachovas, his first draft leading the Bulls. A lot of excitement. I for one, just to start there, I don't like that idea of giving up Wendell Carter to move up 2 spots to draft LaMelo Ball. That's on the surface. I'd have to hear it explained if it's more than that. If the Bulls stay at 4, we heard Casey Johnson, I think, on the podcast for NBC Sports Chicago, talk about Patrick Williams, a guy with 6'8 wing with a 6'11 wingspan. athletic, multiple position defender, positionless on a roster that you think that's the way it's going to be built. There's also been rumors about moving down or maybe staying at four and drafting Tyrese Haliburton or maybe Killian Hayes, a lefty from France. Denny Avdija is going to be a guy that I think is also going to draw a lot of interest. He's 6'9", the Israeli MVP, and I think he does a lot of things really well, maybe not one outstanding. He's a bad free throw shooter, which gives you some pause. But if I were to pick one guy whose name consistently has come up since, you know, we started talking about the draft, that would be the guy that I think would be there if they're still at four to pick.
Jose Altuve.
But you really don't know, Mully.
I don't know that they, look, I'm willing to give, I'm willing to give up whatever you have to give up if you believe that the guy that you can get is as good as some people want to say that that LaMelo Ball is. And I find that really intriguing. I mean, here's a guy, I kind of like the story in terms of, you know, he never really went to high school, right? He did for a little bit, but then he went and played professionally. He is a guy that has played both in Lithuania as a really young kid and in Australia after finishing out his high school season. So I think that his journey makes it fascinating to think about what kind of player he might be and how, I mean, he's played against grown men, for God's sake, in Lithuania. So it's difficult to look at that and not feel like maybe that's something unique to him and his family that not a lot of people can kind of brag about. I mean, I don't know.
Sure.
I don't know anybody that's been through that kind of thing.
Absolutely. Look, my initial reaction to that report is not so much about LaMelo Ball, who, if you've identified him as a special player and you have conviction in that, I think you have to respect AK until we have reason not to, right? So you want to give him the benefit of the doubt and keep an open mind. My first reaction, though, was here you are, if you're taking over a roster and leading a team that has been, you know, where the Bulls have been the last several years, you lack assets. You need talent. And I think that Wendell Carter Jr. is an asset. He's a talent. He's a young player who we have seen have injury issues. We've had that have maybe stunted his growth and potential. But I think giving up on him right now would be premature. I think he's going to end up being a very serviceable, above average NBA player. Now, does that, you know, match his draft status? I don't know that it will, but I guess my reaction would be to, are you in a position to give up on assets as quickly as that would be giving up on one, a young player on a roster that lacks talent? I don't know. Maybe LaMelo Ball is worth it. Maybe he would make this conversation seem silly in 5 years. But right now, that would be just my first reaction.
Yeah, I mean, you're probably right. But I just think that when you're talking about a kid that has had that kind of a background and has been sort of groomed to be the next in his family that, you know, is going to be a special player, I'm kind of pumped up about the Bulls getting a guy like that. I think special's important in this for this particular team. They need stars, and if he can actually, you know, the guy scored 92 points in a high school game. Now, I get it, social distancing is a defensive measure, but then I heard one of his coaches say he was just bored. He was bored out of his mind in high school because he could do whatever he wanted to do whenever he wanted to do it, so he was willing to give up some points to get the ball back so he could score some more. I don't know. I mean, these guys are – there's a lot of hype with his father and all the rest of it, but, you know, if that's the guy they deem is the man – then I'm all for it. I want to see it. I'm trusting in AK. That, let's put it that way.
Not a draft that's considered to have deep with star potential necessarily. James Wiseman, Anthony Edwards, and LaMelo Ball considered to be the consensus top three picks. So the Bulls would have to get in a position moving up to get one of those guys. If it's Ball, you don't hear them linked with the other two as much. Maybe there has been one story a week or so ago linking them to Anthony Edwards. You have seen them, you know, mentioned with Avdija, with Patrick Williams, with, you know, Haliburton, and with Killian Hayes. And you wonder, Mully, if they are linked to all of those guys, if they don't make the big trade to move up to get Ball, are they in a position where they could move back and still get a player, one of those four, who has been more, you know, in terms of the mock drafts, projected to go near the back end of the top 10, more closer than the front? And if you do that, would you get an asset to add to a roster? Because I think, you know, depending on, are they going to take the big swing and go for LaMelo Ball, or are they going to try to accumulate assets on a roster that needs them? I think that is sort of the either or heading into tonight.
Yeah, again, there has been nothing but rumors about different players and different ideas and all the rest of it. And this thing with Golden State is a rumor. It was part of another rumor not that long ago. I mean, you know, it's the NBA draft. There are nothing but all sorts of – it's just a lot of conjecture and a lot of people throwing stuff at the wall at this point, and we'll see how that plays out. But I want to get on with it. You know, I want to see different from the Bulls. And, you know, what does that mean? Does that mean just strictly different, player as opposed to somebody you thought might be a decent player but hasn't worked out and has had injury issues? I just want different. I just want to see something different. I want to see progress.
Yeah, it definitely, you see the mix likely to change, and whether that's Wendell Carter being on the move or Zach LaVine, I don't know that I've seen many rumors involving him. But, you know, this is something that open mind, because you got a fresh set of eyes and a new perspective looking at the mix. All sorts of rumors. This is a league that has not been able to make a trade up until, you know, 48 hours ago, and then the lid was off, and now you're seeing all the rumors. Gordon Hayward, you see him possibly on the move to the Hawks. There's Kemba Walker being rumored. You see all sorts of different kind of names, big names. Russell Westbrook still there. James Harden wanting to go to the Nets to engineer that deal. Going to be an active night for NBA fans, and I think a lot of people looking forward to see how it affects the Bulls, because we don't know much about AK. We don't know much about Eversley, and we know about Billy Donovan, but he's not making the final call tonight, even though he'll be involved. I don't think this is not his night. This is Arturis Karnišovas' night.
No doubt about it. And it's not our time. It's your time. You have an opportunity right now. We're giving away the gift of the year, my gift of the year, the DrinkWorks Home Bar by Keurig. We're giving one away each day this week. And right now, right at this minute, are you ready, Kevin? Everybody, prepare yourself. Now's the time.
Am I eligible?
No, but I want you to answer the phone for those who are eligible. I just want to make sure you're ready to roll with
That's
this.
Less fun for me.
Yeah, but you're not eligible. But you can come over to my backyard, especially if it gets like extremely cold in the winter. Stand at a distance, and I will bring you a Manhattan. How's that
sound? Don't threaten me with a good time.
Just the one. Now get out. Right now, be the sixth caller to the Scores contest line. 312-540-0670 312-540-0670, and you will win the DrinkWorks Home Bar by Keurig. The DrinkWorks Home Bar by Keurig is the gift of the year and the perfect way to set any holiday vibe. Good luck to all. We're going to bring in Dan Bernstein next. It's Mully and Hodge. It's Layla. I'm sorry. It's Wednesday. My God. It's a Layla Wednesday. So that's more exciting news. And we'll do that next. Mully and Haw on the Score.
Thank you to Theo Epstein for helping the Chicago Cubs bring home a championship in 2016.
And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
Our fans deserve this. Our players deserve this. Chicago Cubs are world champions.
I am so incredibly grateful for the last 9 years. It's been really a life-changing experience for me and for my family.
Theo, 670 The Score, and Cubs fans everywhere, thank you for 9 great years.
If you haven't enrolled in a health plan yet, go to getcoveredillinois.gov or call 866-311-1119 to access plans with all the essential health benefits offered under the Affordable Care Act, like preventive care or emergency services. You'll also find free enrollment help, quality coverage, and financial help so you can get the right health plan for you. Make the right choice when you trust the .gov. Call 866-311-1119 or visit getcoveredillinois.gov. Your health coverage starts here.
So, question, how far would you go for a friend? A ride to the airport? Half your sandwich?
donate a body part?
I need a kidney transplant.
I have two kidneys, right?
Yeah.
Why do I need two?
You don't?
Well, then guess who's getting a kidney?
Life is beautiful.
Silicon Valley's Thomas Middleditch and Tony winner Annalee Ashford.
Kidney buddies for life.
Be positive. New Thursday, 8:30, 7:30 Central on CBS.
Monday, it's a new episode of All Rise, the legal drama where one judge is shaking up the system.
When I take the bench, I'm taking a vow to fight for justice.
One case at a time.
Your Honor,
we're going to trial.
Simone Missick is Judge Lola Carmichael.
Up on that bench, everything is different.
A new episode of All Rise.
Freedom is at stake. It's important.
Followed by a new episode of Bull, Monday at 9, 8 Central on CBS.
Hey, it's Molly, and the DrinkWorks Home Bar by Keurig is officially my gift of the year. Gift one or get one for yourself. The DrinkWorks Home Bar makes over 30 bar-quality cocktails literally at the push of a button. Check it out at drinkworks.com and see all available drinks like the all-new Top Shelf Collection featuring Gentleman Jack Manhattans and Chambord French Martinis. Oh, so good. The DrinkWorks Home Bar by Keurig is my gift of the year. Visit drinkworks.com today. Cheers.
Keurig is a registered trademark of Keurig Green Mountain Inc. Used under license. DrinkWorks. Please enjoy responsibly.
Yes! Ha!
CBS Thursday.
Yes! Yes, yes, yes!
It's a brand new episode of The Unicorn.
I'm so jazzed. I mean, I expected to be jazzed, but I'm even more jazzed than I thought I'd be, and that was pretty jazzed.
We got this.
We got this, Wade!
Forrest, what are you doing?
I'm sorry. I don't know. It's very inspiring.
A new unicorn, Thursday, 9:30, 8:30 Central on CBS.
There has never been a more important time than now to work for a trucking company you can count on. Schneider was founded over 85 years ago during the Great Depression. We've thrived through the good times and the bad, providing truck drivers consistent work and paychecks. Today is no different. Schneider remains loaded and moving while adding new customers because of the outstanding service our drivers provide. Schneider is a company that drivers can always count on. Apply today at schneiderjobs.com.
Purple Carrot is the plant-based subscription meal kit that makes it easy to cook irresistible meals to fuel your body. Each week, choose from a delicious menu of dinners, lunches, breakfasts, and snacks. Experience something new in every box with recipes and fresh pre-proportioned ingredients to make globally inspired plant-based meals. Visit radio.com/purplecarrot for more about Purple Carrot. Get $30 off your first box by going to purplecarrot.com and entering code VEGGIES30 at checkout today. Purple Carrot, the easiest way to eat more plants.
Yes! Ha!
CBS Thursday.
Yes! Yes, yes, yes!
It's a brand new episode of The Unicorn.
I'm so jazzed. I mean, I expected to be jazzed, but I'm even more jazzed than I thought I'd be, and that was pretty jazzed.
We got this.
We got this, Wade!
Forrest, what are you doing?
I'm sorry. I don't know. It's very inspiring.
A new unicorn, Thursday, 9:30, 8:30 Central on CBS.
Monday, it's a new episode of All Rise, the legal drama where one judge is shaking up the system.
When I take the bench, I'm taking a vow to fight for justice.
One case at a time.
Your Honor,
we're going to trial.
Simone Missick is Judge Lola Carmichael.
Up on that bench, everything is different.
A new episode of All Rise.
Freedom is at stake. It's important.
Followed by a new episode of Bull, Monday at 9, 8 Central on CBS.
Monday, it's the CBS original comedy, The Neighborhood.
I need at least a month to prepare for a debate, not 6 hours.
Actually, it's 4 hours.
No, my watch is broken, too.
With Cedric the Entertainer, Max Greenfield, and guest star Wayne Brady.
You gotta fund the schools or graduate fools.
I stole all my lines.
Look, don't worry, I got a plan.
Okay, well, what is it?
Okay, so I don't have a plan.
A new episode of The Neighborhood.
You're gonna have to give them a show.
Monday, 8, 7 Central on CBS.
You're listening to Mully and Hall. Back in 60 seconds on The Score.
So, question, how far would you go for a friend? A ride to the airport? Half your sandwich? Donate a body part?
I need a kidney transplant.
I have two kidneys, right?
Yeah.
Why do